District 117 school board members unanimously agreed to ban the use of electronic cigarettes on school property at last night's meeting. Taking effect immediately, students on campus using, possessing, distributing, purchasing, or selling electronic cigarettes will be disciplined by the school administration. District 117 Superintendent Steve Potosik explains how this policy adoption came up.
We had individuals question whether or not we did actually have a ban on electronic cigarettes at a football event. So looking into our policy did ban tobacco products, but it wasn't clear whether or not electronic cigarettes were technically included in that school board policy to ban those on the premise. And so we just brought forward an amended version of our school board policy tonight that simply included the word "and electronic cigarettes" in each one of our policies to ensure that those are not allowed on our school campus.
Board members also reviewed a first reading policy regarding bed bugs. Potosik noted the district needed a policy set in stone on how to handle a potential breakout.
It's just being proactive that a lot of states are mandating a bed bug policy. We do have a head lice policy. We just want to know that we've got policies and procedures put in place in the event that we do have a student with evidence of bed bugs, and how do we handle it to ensure that the school's not a place that can increase the spread of bed bugs from one student to another.
Potosik also announced he will be leading tours through Turner Junior High School every Thursday, starting at 5:30 p.m. from now through October. Potosik explains why he's providing those tours to the public.
He was able to take them inside the boiler room and inside some of the kitchen areas to show them the true extent of damage that the age of the building has taken.
Turner Junior High School is one of several schools that would be upgraded if the 1 cent sales tax is approved. The vote takes place on November 4th.
What makes a great bank? A bank designed for you. This is Darcy Marr with Premier Bank, and we are always striving to provide the best services to keep up with your busy lifestyle. From online banking, convenient hours and ATMs, to our newest online loan applications and mobile banking, we're Premier Bank. Come see your hometown bank today at 1604 West Morton or online at premierbanksonline.com. Premier Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
A rural Waverly woman has been arrested on kidnapping charges. The Springfield Journal-Register reports 26-year-old Kayla Justice was picked up by the Jacksonville Police Department after allegedly taking her 3-year-old daughter at around 6 p.m. in violation of a court order. Justice lives on Pleasant Valley Road in Sangamon County, east of Waverly. Sangamon County Undersheriff Jack Campbell told the newspaper that after authorities were notified, Jacksonville police located Justice and the unharmed child at a home in the 600 block of Jordan. Justice was brought back to Sangamon County and is facing that kidnapping charge. Jacksonville police made one other arrest yesterday. 29-year-old Cecil Parr of the 1300 block of Lincoln was booked at the Morgan County Jail for failure to appear for resisting a peace officer at around 4:45 p.m. Parr has been released on bond. A special education advocacy group believes an education bill will resurface in the fall legislative session and is speaking out against the bill. The 19-member panel of the Learning Disabilities Association of Illinois voted unanimously last week to oppose Senate Bill 16 as now written. The bill, sponsored by Democratic Senator Andy Menar, would dramatically overhaul the state's school funding formula and allocate more money to poorer districts. The plan would require schools to demonstrate need before receiving money, which would reduce the amount of state aid wealthier districts receive. The current method in place since 1997 factors in a district's poverty for some types of state aid, but not others. Bev Johns from Jacksonville is the LDA Illinois president.
This bill would directly harm students with disabilities and their families. We oppose it because it would completely eliminate special education personnel reimbursement, which provides each local school district $9,000 for each special education teacher, each school psychologist, each school social worker that works directly with students who have special education plans, specifically individualized education plans.
Johns notes the special education personnel reimbursement money and certain other special education funding would be replaced with a block grant that would be limited to 13.8% of local school districts' students. She says the Learning Disabilities Association has always had a problem with money being taken away from children with disabilities, which is why the LDA has long favored earmarking funds specifically for hiring special ed personnel.
And as an example, if a school district identifies more than 13.8% of its students as needing special education because maybe it's a school district that has high poverty, or because of a school district's sincere attempt to identify every child with a disability and provide them services, the school district would receive zero state dollars for each student in special education that exceeds the 13.8% of its student population.
John says that kind of limit is arbitrary and will actively discourage local school districts from identifying students for special education. The bill was referred to the House Rules Committee after passing the Senate in May. Johns believes closed-door meetings are currently taking place by top Democratic members of the House, which means action on the floor could come in the upcoming fall session.
It could be then, it could be in January, but that's why we are on the books, because you're hearing a lot of groups coming out and supporting this legislation, which is a massive piece of legislation, and people really should be studying exactly what this does, and we have studied exactly what it does to children with disabilities.
The Learning Disabilities Association of Illinois is made up of parents of special education students, special ed teachers, and college professors. It previously opposed the Illinois State Board of Education's attempt to eliminate minimum special ed class sizes. The Humanities Film Series is continuing this year with the help of McMurray and Illinois College faculty members. The series, entitled Perspectives on Moral Courage, will show a variety of films that the moderators have chosen to reveal about the human condition. Tonight's open film, Swing Kid, will kick off the series. It'll be moderated by IC Professor of German, Bernd Estabrook. The film deals with a group of close friends prior to the seizure of power by the Nazi Party in Germany. A youthful rebellion takes on the passionate interest for American swing music, which is explicitly prohibited by the Nazis. This causes many trials that'll test their loyalties and beliefs through extremely trying times. The show begins at 6:30. Other future film dates include October 23rd, November 20th, February 19th, March 19th, and April 16th. All sessions will be held in the basement of the Jacksonville Public Library. They're free and open to the public. A federal grand jury has issued a subpoena for records from Governor Pat Quinn's 2010 anti-violence program that's been criticized as a political slush fund. The subpoena seeks records about the now-defunct $55 million Neighborhood Recovery Initiative, which doled out money to local groups, some with political connections, to fight urban violence. The indictment also means that federal authorities in Chicago are investigating how that money was handed out, in addition to a federal probe based in Springfield, though the two probes could be connected. Quinn maintains that once he was made aware of irregularities with NRI, he reformed the grant-making process. Coming up, a check on News Notes, WLDS Time, 7:38.
Hello, this is Ernie Downey. In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your insurance agent know your name? Or will you call an 800 number that connects you with who knows who, another state, another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will know you and protect you. Visit us at Colton Downey Insurance in Root House or in Jacksonville, or call 243-8000.
Taking a look at news notes this morning, while the 57th annual Jacksonville Area Chamber of Commerce Steak Fry is at the airport tonight, and the cost is $22.50 per person. The doors open at 5 o'clock. And the Cass County Finance and Apportionment Committees will meet today at 6:30 p.m. at the Cass County Courthouse in Virginia.
Bulletin News is on the air and online as it happens. Don't forget to check us out on the radio at 1180 AM or 107.1 FM.